Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and roll.
This is Foghat.
Yeah, it is.
What song is
Fool for the City? Bro.
Yeah,
one of our big hits.
So when I was a kid, we would listen to KHTR 101 here in St. Louis. Yeah. That was the rock station when I was a kid in the
80s. Yeah, yeah.
What was your rock station?
KSHE, man. KSHE
95. 94.7. Never too old to rock and roll.
I was rocking at KSHE. In fact, Foghat was one of the very first concerts I ever saw in high school. They were at the Kiel Opera House.
Really?
And they were, I mean, so good and so loud and so rocking. And hopefully Roger Earl, their drummer, will be calling in. But if he doesn't, he doesn't. You know what? Que sera, sera, Michael.
Right. I remember growing up listening to KHTR, my sister and I, you know, and the bands would come through town. And, you know, so you'd have Michael Jackson or Madonna or, you know, whoever the star of the day, Whitney Houston, would be coming through. And the rock stations used to have these, you know, be the 10th caller, you know. And so on a day that we were off school, well, we couldn't win anyway. We were too young. But a day we were off school, we would be dialing that phone number so that we could tell Dad, hey, we got tickets to go see Madonna. Will you take us? You know, and I had an old, my first wallet had KHTR on it. Now I think 101.1 is the easy listening station, isn't it?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's not hard to say is that we are now joined by the founding drummer of the great band Foghat. One of my very first concerts in high school was seeing Foghat at the Kiel Opera House in St. Louis. They rocked the place. They were incredible. They're going to be in Belleville at the Lincoln Theater on April the 14th. And joining me is the founding drummer of Foghat, Roger Earl. Welcome to KMOX in St. Louis, partner.
Thank you very much. Am I talking to John or Michael?
You're talking to John. So you guys, you guys were founded in 1971. Over in England. How did you find each other?
Somebody was under a rock. Somebody was under a tree. No, we were in a band called Savoy Brown in the 60s. Savoy Brown had been together for about a year and a half, 1967, I think they formed, 66, 67, and I joined them in 68. That was where I met Lonesome Dave. He'd been in the band for about 2 months. And Tony Stevens joined the band a little while later. And we left Savoy Brown in 1971 and formed Foghat. I remained really good friends over the years with Kim Simmons, who was the leader of Savoy Brown. But unfortunately, he just died a couple of months ago. In fact, we remained really good friends. In fact, he played on our last studio album, Under the Influence. And he also wrote 4 songs for our new album before he passed. He wrote them about 2 or 3 years ago for us. But we're working on a new album at the moment. So, but why don't we talk about where we're coming? We're coming to your fabulous town. Well, actually, not your, is it your town or not?
Well, it's right across Belleville. The river. It's right across. It's in the greater St. Louis area. You're coming to Belleville at the Lincoln Theater on April the 14th. Yeah. It's a show. You guys will do all of your classic hits. I'll bet the concert might conclude with this. Drew?
Bang, bang, bang.
Well, my producer is trying to locate the...
That's all right. I got my practice kit here. Listen, here we go.
Well, That's Night Shift. And which album was that on?
Night Shift was on Night Shift, and Slow Ride was on the Fall for the City album. Now, let me do it for you. I have practice pads in the house. I live in a really small house. Here we go.
Bring it.
See that? Can you hear that?
I can.
And that's it. With it. I wrote that.
That you wrote Slow Ride.
No, I wrote that. Bang, bang, bang.
How many times do you think you performed Slow Ride in your life?
Quite a lot. But you know what? I never, just about all the songs we played, what have we made about? We've probably done about 30 albums over the years or more, actually. So we have a huge, like, inventory of songs to play. And every year we try to change the set around. We normally play for an hour, 15, hour and a half.
Yeah.
For some shows, like, they only want an hour or 45 minutes. So we have to sort of whittle it down. But we'll always be playing Slow Ride, Fall for the City, I Just Want to Make Love to You, Stone Blue, Third Time Lucky. Actually, we stopped playing that for a while because we had some issues with the guitar player. He couldn't play it. But now we have somebody who can play it. Actually, our bass player sings it now. He does a really good job on it.
Well, you guys, you have such a hard-driving style, rooted in the blues, you know, and that bluesy feel, it's just, I was surprised when I first heard you guys, I was surprised that you were from the UK. I thought you were an American band.
Well, you know, music comes from America. When I was growing up in, like, southwest London and central London, when I was about 12 years old, just as I started playing drums, my father took me to see Jerry Lee Lewis. And I was, as my mother said, I was never the same after that. It addled my brain. But I have to tell you something. Music came from this land, from the US. This is the land of music. Yeah, I mean, like, in England, like, we took, you know, the blues music, which is the basis for all contemporary, you know, music anyway. You know, we have this land where we took people came from, you know, Africa, England, Ireland, Scotland, France, Spain, and all those people, like, had something to offer for this country and in the music field. And there's this beautiful and wonderful melting pot in this land. And that's why, even to this day, this country makes music that the rest of the country, the rest of the world, I should say, follows and listens to. And it's based in the blues and jazz and country and western and hillbilly, rock and roll, religious music. This is the land of music. This is where it came from.
Well, Foghat will be bringing that music to the Lincoln Theater in Belleville on the 14th of April. It's going to be a great show. I'm off to go play some snooker, but we'll catch you around the corner, Roger.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Bye-bye. And that's going to take it. That's going to take it all for today, but the show is next on Camo X.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.